Matt Greenwood with you on KGF Sports Talk. Couldn't think of a better way to get the show started this Thursday afternoon than talking to Ryan Kasten, currently the Sacman High School Athletic Director. But, well, he's going to be going into the Herculaneum Hall of Fame, and he's going to be inducted this Friday at the Herculaneum football game, and there's going to be a banquet Saturday to continue with the honors of Ryan Kasten being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's anytime you hear the words Hall of Fame, you know someone's done something good. And obviously Ryan Kasten being the cross-country head coach for some time for Herculaneum, as well as the track and field head coach, doing great things as the head of that program. And well, now it's paying dividends here as Herculaneum has surprised him with a Hall of Fame induction. So, Ryan, you've got your dad, Jim Kasten, with us this afternoon. He obviously, is a well-known name around Herculaneum as well. But we'll start with the focus on you and just this, as you've told me before, this sort of shock, this surprise nomination, this induction into the Hall of Fame for Herculaneum.
Yeah, it really was, and this is a real humbling experience. I got word from Dad that they had nominated me, and it was Dad and former parent of ours and former athletes and then also a colleague of mine, and it came as a shock to me because I had communicated with some of those people with different things with my current job as the AD at Sacman, and they hadn't let anything slip. You know, some of the names that are inducted into that Hall of Fame are people that I grew up with hearing stories of the things that they accomplished and people that I really looked up to during my career there, you know, Stan Helms being one of them, Andy Runze being one that was, I believe, inducted last year, you know, and then also Dad being inducted a few years back, and Clark Grovey, the former head cross-country coach who really started it all at Herky in the early 70s as an inductee as well. So to be included in that group is truly a humbling experience. Something I never really thought that I could be. I got to compose myself here a second, Matt. Sorry.
Go ahead. Jump in here, Matt, for a second. Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame was started, I want to say about 12 years ago, and in that very first year, you know, when you start something like that, you really got to go back in time. And with the committee at that time, picked people, many people that were deceased, you know, that they've named buildings after, you know, Roy Taylor, Dr. Sin, Roy Thomas, you know, Sin Thomas Junior High, Bob Gray, and then, you know, Bill Holmes and a lot of those guys Or Robinson Gymnasium. I mean, you had probably six of the 11 were deceased, I think, at the time, and so over the years they kind of started from that back point and started moving forward. You do have to be out of school 15 years. There's a committee of 11 people, and to get nominated, you have to have a nomination letter and three seconding letters, and which is pretty daunting. In itself, and out of the 11 people that get the vote, you have to get 9 of those 11 votes. So it's not an easy process to get in there. So over the years, I think we've done a good job of putting people in, and definitely the three people this year, including Ryan, are very deserving. Andrea Poli, or what I knew as Annie Green, she was a former cross-country athlete, track athlete, went on and did some things and did make up for the stars. She did make up for movie stars and politicians. And then presently she runs that golf course out there in Cedar Hill for the Wounded Warriors, and it's a safe haven for veterans. It's a heck of an effort that she's put forward. And then the other gentleman is Ron Jarvis, who was actually my 7th and 8th grade basketball coach, my 8th grade teacher, and when I came to Herky to be a teacher back in the 70s, he was my building administrator. So he's got a long history at Herculaneum and very deserving. So I think the committee did a great job of putting in three very deserving people this time. So hopefully Ryan has got his emotions in check here. And you can go back to him if you want.
Sorry about that, Matt. It's just, you know, it's this whole thing has been kind of a whirlwind and trying to get my thoughts about me and just reminiscing on that time. And, you know, it's something that we all put a lot of emotion into. And, you know, it kind of comes at me in waves. And, you know, I'm truly honored to be a part of this. And I do feel that even though I am the one being inducted, it's really an honor for the kids that chose to come and work for us, because it was really through their efforts and their sacrifices that we were able to achieve the success that we achieved in those short 10 years.
And let me add to that, not only sacrificed by the students or the athletes, but the parents. I don't know how much you know about Herculean cross country and the focus and dedication that's still there under the present coach, Coach Kyle Davis. Another great young coach, and I'm sure someday a future Hall of Famer. But, you know, we practice Labor Day. I have 28 junior high kids at practice at 6 o'clock at night on Labor Day. Kyle had his entire high school team practicing at 7 o'clock Monday morning on Labor Day. So that is a commitment level that brings success. And you know, commitment cannot come without sacrifice. I think we lost them. No, that's somebody new coming on. Commitment cannot be accomplished without sacrifice, and that sacrifice not only comes from the athletes, but from the parents giving up their family time with their kids, getting their kids to practice, getting their kids home. And it's, you know, it's all about that. We're one big family that got a singular goal, and we go for it, so.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Of course, that last voice, for those of you just tuning in, Jim Kasten, father of Ryan Kasten, who is being inducted into the Herculaneum Hall of Fame. You guys talk about the commitment and dedication and the family aspect of things and the parents and involved with the kids and the kids being dedicated and coming out, as you said, there on a Labor Day evening to go ahead and you know, get better at what they love to do. But and part of the emotional part, I think, for you, Ryan and Jim, is the fact that these aren't just, you know, kids that pass on through and you forget about them and move on and don't stay in touch and all this and all that. With a lot of them just returning and staying in the small town community, you know, you get a chance to see where they branch out to, who they grow up to be. And as coaches, you spend a lot of time with them, and so you get to know their personalities and you get to know their families and all this and all that. And so I could understand why, you know, someone would get choked up like yourself there, Ryan. And piling onto all of that and all those relationships, your induction into the Herculaneum Hall of Fame. It's a pretty sweet moment, I'm sure.
Correct. And you know, all those kids that ran for us in those years you know, the lives that they have gone on to live as adults and continuing those relationships with them, whether it be through phone calls or lunches or through Facebook or some of them coming back and working for you as Caitlin Fisher, eight-time state champion, team captain of state championships team, now works for the city of Herky and is an assistant coach at Herculaneum.
And Stephanie Hill.
Stephanie Hill was
the captain of our 2001 state championship team, which is the one that started it back and started the string back going. She's back there as a volunteer coach. And actually, Becky Wright, she coaches and teaches at R7, but they live in the district, and her son just started as a seventh grader here. You know, it's just a long link. It's a big chain that goes back when Clark started it all, and there was Steve Harmon and Larry Holman and Terry Thomas and Brian Stoller, Jeff Elmer, Ryan Penn, and you know, eventually through the 90s there was Mike Perez, Ryan ran at state, you know, and Chris Musgrove, All-Stater, Adam Gross, you know, and then Becky Kennedy, Stephanie Hill, Aaron Miller, I mean, on and on. Then the Maloney girls came into the fray, and, you know, for 9 years we had a Maloney sister on a team that every year won a state trophy. They were either first or second every year. And two of the years, two of them was on the team. One was as a senior, another younger sister as a freshman. So it's been a family affair. Well, you know, just by definition, father-son coaching teams, you know, some year, you know, and most of those years, Ryan was my boss. I just worked for him.
And there were a lot of times, I had to fire him. And he would say, you can't fire me. And I said, well, I'll just tell mom on you.
Of course, always got to bring the mother into it, right?
Correct. But, you know, what made it so enjoyable was the fact that I got to go through that experience as a young coach, having a reliable resource in my dad to help guide me through the obstacles that all young coaches face. You know, and that really helped me get through it quickly and adapt to it. But it's really helped me in my years as an athletic director. You know, when we have first-year head coaches that come through Sekman, you know, that advice that I got, I try to instill that in them so that, you know, as they navigate through those obstacles of being a first-year, second- or third-year head coach, they can come out the other end in the right direction and helping kids. And, you know, we always have, you know, through those 10 years that people always ask us, you know, how were you able to achieve that success? It always, for me, it always went back to one thing. We treated the kids like they were our own. And what I meant by that is we loved them unconditionally. And I know the word love is thrown out all the times in athletics and there's not meaning to it, but truly for us it was. And in the 10 years that I was the head coach there, we had one rule. We don't kick kids off our teams. And the reasoning for behind that is that kids that mess up, that make mistakes, too many times they don't have direction from home, and people just push them off to the side. Well, how can we help those kids? How can we help them succeed? How can we help them find success if we just kick them off our teams the first time they mess up? So just like you would your own children, love them unconditionally, that's how we approached every one of our athletes. And there wasn't a thing that I know I wouldn't have done. I would have done anything for the kids that ran for me, and I know Dad was the same way. And I think, yes, we were stern. Yes, we at times let our emotions and temper get the best of us, but we were also their biggest fan, their biggest cheering section, you know, their biggest motivator when they needed it, just like a parent would be for their own child. You know, and I think a lot of that came for me, you know, one, coaching with Dad, but, you know, my mom growing up was always that type of a person, always willing to help other families. She always was watching younger kids, whether they be teachers' kids or neighbors' kids, you know, and really instilled in me a love for working with children. And one of the main reasons why I wanted to get into education and why I wanted to become a coach, because of the power that you could have positively affecting a young person's life and helping them find success.
Very right. Hey, Ryan, I think you may have mentioned it earlier, and I wanted to just ask again, just to be sure. But when how did you find out that you were being inducted into the Herculaneum Hall of Fame? And as soon as you found out, what was your sort of your immediate reaction?
Well, Dad had contacted me and said, "Hey, I think you're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame," and I didn't know what to say because I couldn't believe it. You know, I
think you said, "Oh, wow."
I mean, man, I'm only 40 years old. And I still have 13 years left in my career as an educator. You know, I only taught at Herky for 10 years. I coached there prior to starting my teaching career. So I was there a total of about 15 years, you know, and I just felt, and I know the people that have been inducted, like Dad had mentioned earlier, I've never thought of or put myself in that class of former Black Cats. And so to be thought of and nominated by my dad, by former parents.
Actually, I did not nominate it. Ann Maloney did. And
this is the first time hearing of that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That makes it even,
breaking news.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that even makes it even more special that, you know, and former runners and colleagues submitting those letters. And then, you know, knowing the people that are on that nomination committee, to have to get 9 of 11 votes, and to me, it was just amazing. And it's just been kind of a crazy ride, and you know, with my job and having a young family, I get busy at times, and you know, you don't think about those days as much. And hearing about the last 6 weeks, it's something that I've thought about almost on a daily basis. I got to really reconnect with some former runners that I, you know, we stay in touch, but not like this. They're going to be in town. I'm going to get to see them tomorrow and see them at the banquet on Saturday. Former coaches that coach with us, I'm going to get to reconnect with, you know, and I'm excited that tomorrow and Saturday are almost here. More so than the induction, I'm looking forward to getting to reminisce with those former coaches and former parents and former runners.
Yeah, and just a little bit kind of neat about that selection committee that voted for him, too. And you know, you'd think, well, you know, here's this kid. He did this and this. His teams did this and this. This many wins, many All-Staters, blah, blah, blah. Statistics on a piece of paper. But what was kind of unique about this group of people that voted, there were one person was his former administrator, another person, or he actually helped coach that was on the committee. Another person is an athletic director colleague of his, and two other ones had three other ones had children that Ryan coached and got to see him firsthand how he approached his trade coaching their children. Another guy was his junior high PE teacher.
Why he became a PE teacher?
Why
he had the coolest job in the world?
Yeah, junior high PE teacher is the coolest job there is. So I mean, these weren't people that just saw some stats on a piece of paper and said, "Yeah, that's good enough. Let's go." These are a lot of them were firsthand. Had firsthand knowledge of Ryan. That's what kind of really hits it home for me is that, you know, that these people thought enough of him to vote him in as young as he is. He's the youngest inductee, so it's a pretty neat thing for his parents. I'll tell you that. So,
yeah, I bet it certainly is. Well, gentlemen, I've run out of time here to talk to you guys. I feel like you and the three of us, I feel like we could go on and on and on. Words have escaped me today. But yeah, no, this is a really cool ordeal. I'm glad I called you, Ryan, to confirm that we could come and broadcast the Sekman Windsor football game this Friday, because without that phone call, this would not have happened. So, you know, thank God that I picked up the phone and said, "Hey, Ryan, I need permission from you to call this football game." And you said, "Absolutely." And then you said you were on your way to, I can't remember where you said you were going, but you brought it up and I was like, "Okay, let's get this story out." And so,
I really appreciate it, man. The fact that I'm getting inducted into the Hall of Fame of a school that, you know, I cherish my time there as a student, and also as an educator and a coach, the fact that I get to be in the Hall of Fame with my dad gets to be a part of this, and a lot of our former athletes get to be a part of this. It's a really special moment, you know. And then, you know, on top of that, my actually real family, my mom is going to be a part of it. My wife and my two daughters were born at the time, but they were real little. You know, my mom made the sacrifice putting up with my dad and I talking about this stuff all the time. and then my poor wife, we never went on vacation in the summertime because I was too busy coaching when we were first married.
Yeah, they actually had to put off their wedding date till after the state meet in cross country in deer season.
So there she,
oh
there
my.
You know, she wanted to get married in the fall, and I said, "Not till after cross country."
That's commitment for you there.
That is commitment,
so
yeah.
I really appreciate the opportunity for you interviewing us and letting us tell a brief part of our story and what this means to us.
No, you're very welcome. And once again, I'm just glad that this all sort of fell into place because it certainly wasn't something that was planned. It like I said, just called Ryan, said, "Hey, I need permission." He said yes, and then he said that, and then I'm like, "All right, here we are." So,
absolutely.
Well, Ryan and Jim, I do appreciate your time. Jim, a late congratulations from me on your induction into the Hall of Fame many years ago.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And, Ryan, congratulations to you once again for this. Again, that is...
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Again, that is Ryan Kasten, current Sacramento Athletic Director, but he used to coach the cross-country and track teams at Herculaneum, and because of his success... he is going to be inducted into the Herculaneum Hall of Fame. The induction portion is going to be taking place this Friday as the Herculaneum Black Cats welcome in the Fredericktown Black Cats. It's the battle of the Black Cats tomorrow night at 7:00. Ryan Kasten and family will be there for the induction portion. And then, there is a banquet that is Saturday evening at Herculaneum High School in the cafeteria there. Tickets $20. You can call Judy at the high school at 636-479-5200 to make your reservation. But once again, Ryan Kasten being inducted into the Hall of Fame of Herculaneum, along with Ronald Jarvis and Andrea Marie Polite. All right, coming up next on KJF Sports Talk, we hear from our football coaches for tomorrow night's matchup. We'll hear from Sacramento head coach Nick Baer next.